Blog Talk Radio.
Ernie, you will fall.
Should be too lit. Should be full lit. Pick me up at 4-6. Got a bitch with another bitch. We ain't tripping cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Too lit, should be full lit. We ain't tripping cause we all here. Yeah, yeah, that's the shit I like. Hey, I ain't got no type, I can't decide. Girls like girls like girls, they can't deny. Big and pussy with a side of wine. No, it ain't no telling what we might do. Pushing in the pen, I would excite. Reefer got me, so she got my eyes glued. Oh yeah, that's my girl and that's our wife too. Lit, should be full lit. Pick me up at 4-6. Got a bitch with another bitch. We ain't tripping cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Too lit, should be full lit. Okay. We ain't tripping cause we all here.
You know we all in it. All my niggas quit it and never call it. Them might see my young nigga pulling up with y'all, bitch. Pick the shovels up, bend it over tall, bitch. Hey, put that phone down, mind your fucking business, girl. Hey, put some money up if you so independent, girl. Man, I'm just trying to pull some diamonds in your pen to get your titty fit. President streets and private jets outside the city, shit. One thing I can't stand is a pity hoe. Can't keep your business to yourself, don't go to telling fool. By where you been and how much pussy you be selling, fool. Don't wanna see you with a telescope, tell him go.
Should be too lit, should be full lit. Pick me up at 4-6. Got a bitch with another bitch. We ain't tripping cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit.
Too lit.
Full lit. We ain't tripping cause we all here.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
if it's your birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch. You a bad bitch, and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. You a bad bitch, and it's your birthday. Go ahead, fuck it up in the worst way. Come on, one time for the birthday, bitch.
Boy, hey, you know word on the street is that Drop is the new sex symbol, right?
What'd you say?
Mr. Steal Your Girl is about to have all his girls stolen. Drop a stop.
Oh, look at that. You're going to be the next sexy icon, right?
Hey, pay attention, man. Hey, look, tell all them girls you know, tell the ones around you, tell the ones that's not around you. Tell them to come to your house today.
Nice.
About to go down. Make sure you tell them Drop a Stag, get it dug while you can get the digging.
Alright, I gotta go before they steal my fucking dog.
And if you don't get the digging, then you don't get the figging. That's about Fig Newtons, baby. That's my favorite.
You're pushing. Oh, they done made Drop against Taxi. Pushing. Just when you thought it couldn't happen, it did. But I ain't gonna do it by myself. I brought my guy with me, Mr. Hey. Yeah.
Hey, slow mama with them big old cheeks. Make a nigga wanna spend his check he made this week. Let them hoes get mad cause them hoes so weak. Spend a bag on your bag and your hat on fleek. Oh yeah, put that thing on me. She got me open girl but understand I'm a G. You just want the real so you waiting on me. Niggas say they showing love but they hating on me. Yeah, go ahead with your cute ass. Whatever nigga fucked up it's a dumb ass. Let me make it right girl, you deserve that. Sundresses make a nigga wanna grab that. Put that thing on me. Keep it so classy, but I know you're free. Tell me I ain't lying, take a ride with me. And pull up in the sky with me. Let's go. Put that thing on me. Turn it low with the booty, sit that ass on me. Don't do it for the merch, shake that ass for G. Girl, you look good, put that ass on me. Oh, put that thing on me. Turn it low with the booty, sit that ass on me. Don't do it in the merch, shake that ass for G. Girl, you look good, put that ass on me. They was thinking about your ass when they made this beat. I've been thinking about your ass every day this week. You the best, keep it wet, that's a major key. Oh yeah, put that thing on me. Let these other niggas know you came with a drink. I'ma keep it real cause they ain't gon' be. Niggas say they showing love but they hating on me. Yeah, go ahead with your cute ass. Whatever nigga fucked up, it's a dumb ass. Let me make it right girl, you deserve that. Sundresses make a nigga wanna grab that. Yeah, put that thing on me. So crazy, but I know you're free. Tell me I ain't lying, take a ride with me. And pull up in the sky with me. Let's go. Put that thing on me. Get it low with the booty, sit that ass on me. Don't do it for the merch, shake that ass for me. Girl, you look good, put that ass on me. Oh, put that thing on me. Get it low with the booty, sit that ass on me. Don't do it in the merch, shake that ass for me. Girl, you look good, put that ass on me. Gotta get that, get that. Girl, you know I'm trying. tryna hit that, hit that. Break you off like a Kit Kat, Kit Kat. Know that ass got the kickback, some kickback. Oh, go money, money. Let me spend a check on you, ain't nothing, honey. Nah. Go money, money. Let me spend a check on you, it ain't nothing for me.
Yeah, it's a dark little big guy. Pushing no salt, no pepper, no fresh fries. I've been thinking about your body, but the inside. I ain't never hit it, but you know that ass in my. Push it like we on an incline, push it like a door, and then we walking inside. Unless you're supposed to pull, that's a bad line. Best part of the game is the halftime. Jack's about to get nasty with it. Dropper got you tripping, so I had to kiss it. Never tripping on your pussy, but I had to visit. Got my passport ready, let me grab a ticket. Baby, why you talking to them ashy niggas? And stop drinking it all, girl, pass the liquor. Got it in the corner, grab her ass booty butt now. Tell these motherfuckers they can catch me up in what now?
Put that thing on me. Oh, yeah. You know what your booty, put that ass on me. Don't do it for the man, put that ass for me. You know you look good, put that ass on me. Oh.
Push that thing on me. Jenny Low with the booty, sit that ass on me. Don't do it in the mirror, girl, do it for a G. Girl, you look so good, sit that ass on me. Oh.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The cut goes down on Wednesday nights. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Coast. Onyx on the line with you. I think the other host is going to be calling in. At any rate, definitely going to keep it short and sweet tonight. If this is your first time tuning in, again, this is Global 14, the cut by Jermaine Dupri, global14.com. Ooh, my bad, you guys. Let me put me on mute. Okay, yes, global14.com. So, make sure you do check out the website, join, be a member, all that good stuff. Follow us on IG and everything. Lots of exclusives. JD was just partying it up with like Tayana and Usher, and they were doing like a 90s, and it was really cool. So Kerry Hilson. So definitely just follow, you know, the social networks and keep posted. So yes, you guys, definitely replayed the Four Lit. So we're still rocking with the new joints. Four Lit, that was B-O-B-T-I. And Rava, I believe. And then you have Burst the Trick with Chad Beckham, but who is up Def Jam Records. But you guys, with Chad, with the Chocolate Dropper with Trey Songz, that is Kevin Hart. And for those of you who didn't catch the drift, that was Kevin Hart. He's dropped like a whole new record. He's got an album coming out. He is signed. He's got an album coming out just to promote the movie that he has out called What Now? So it's really dope. I think it's dope that you have your soundtrack with your own movie. It's awesome. The record is hilarious. The video is hilarious. And it's low-key jamming. So it's just what we needed to pick up the spirits, lift the spirits back after the horrid election results. They're moving forward. You know, yes, I'm glad that he dropped his record. We also had a lot of fun joints. That dropped and went viral recently, the last 48 hours. So I want to go ahead and play a snippet because you already know what this is. It's time for Thanksgiving. So you name it. Say, can you play the snippet for those who aren't familiar with the Shirley Caesar viral clip? Yay. Okay.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat,
you name
it. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat,
you name
it. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, for beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes.
Okay, so you guys, beans, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. Okay, are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, Eva, you know, you got to think of one or two things. You got to love how creative our people are. You got to love how they'll take something and make it into something beautiful. You got to think how fucking crazy we are. Because that shit there, I don't know who found that. I don't know how they turned that into the You Name It Challenge around Thanksgiving. But, man, whoever did that, I want to know who started that because that's talented. And I've seen so many remixes right now that I'm like, yo, they killed that. I've been laughing all
they
day about
it.
That. So.
Oh, I've been dying. So it surfaced low-key like 2 days ago. So it was like Monday. When it all went down, Monday late night, the men came up and it says, you know, Grandma, what you cooking or whatever. And then they played just her saying it or whatever, you know, doing the chant. And then the dude that remixed it, called Remix God, I believe his name is Remix God, or something along those lines, I started following him, as a lot of us did. he was like, I got something coming for this in a few hours. And literally, he had it up in like 4 hours or 2 hours from when it was up. And it just went viral. Chris Brown got a hold to it, and he started the challenge. So Chris was the first one to do the challenge and all of that. But, yes, I found it hilarious. I don't know who initially dug up the meme to begin with, but it was right on time. And it was super accurate. So,
Man, it couldn't even – I don't think it could have been a better case of better timing than that right there. I mean, and it just shows – it just goes to show – who is that? That's Shirley Caesar, right?
Yes. Yes.
It just goes to show
is.
You that in black churches, they get down on some other shit. Because I don't know what that sermon was about. Maybe Noah's Ark. I don't know what she was talking about.
Right.
But she was going in with whatever she was talking
right.
about. The best one I think I've seen was the one where they put it to the old Dog Pound song with Corrupt. Because Corrupt
uh-huh.
actually has a verse like, look, I got bitches. Weed. So he's saying his verse just like she's saying hover. I'm like, now who the fuck found that? It matched
exactly.
it. Like, it's like they wrote the song together. It was crazy. It was like that one was the best one I think I saw. And with the Spanish man dancing. The Spanish man is so smooth dancing in that church. Whoever that dude is,
dude
got moves.
Yeah, he killed it. He killed it. He was in the aisle like they do with the black folk church. And look, there was a dude initially that put up, he did like a vegan switch on it. And it was super dope. I mean, I have to send it to you, but he did the vegan switch with it. And I was like, oh my gosh. He was like, you know, I'm going to do the mashed potatoes. And
that's the
really
dude with the beard,
it.
Right? The light skin guy with the beard?
Yeah, he killed it. Yeah.
Yeah, he murdered it. That. He murdered that.
I love it. And I was just saying, like, yes. Like you said, it came at a perfect time. It came at a time when everyone should relax, try to relax in their own way and in an appropriate manner, in an orderly fashion. I'll say it like that. And then you have Thanksgiving. So it was just perfect. And like you said, I love the talent. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm happy. And the guy's birthday was actually that day. So I think his birthday was yesterday. He was like, yes. This is a great gift for me, you know. I'm viral, blah blah blah. So, well, not blah blah blah, but you know, yes. So shout out to him because he's got a whole bunch of, he's got it on iTunes now. I don't know
how
that worked out. Yeah, I don't know how it all worked out because it was a sermon. So it's not like it was copywritten, but he has it on iTunes.
Yeah, I don't know. You might want to be careful about that one. Shirley.
Yeah.
Whoever
Shirley
in the bunch, they don't want their peace.
right. And I'm waiting to see what she has to say. I haven't seen anything, but I was waiting for her. And I literally went to Google, like, yesterday to see if she, you know, had a response. She doesn't obviously have a Twitter that I know of that I could find, so, you know. But
you know what's
like,
crazy about it? I'm going through the list of shit she's naming, and she goes from food to dogs. So I'm like, wait a minute,
does.
Was this shit about Noah's Ark? Or what was she talking about? Because she's like, ham, lambs, hogs, dogs. And I'm like, okay, then she can't be talking about food because she went through dogs in there. So Sinead Sermon was about some other shit, probably about what he Noah had on the ark or some shit. I don't know. But
yeah,
he killed it, whatever she was doing. She, it, yo, you got to see the Dog Pound remix one because you know how rappers. Oh, you
look,
saw,
I
so, saw you,
it,
so you saw
I
where
saw
they put
it.
The look in there when she said look, and I'm like, oh, and then put the jump start in there. Oh man,
that look part at the beginning be killing me. Look, you name it challenge, I love it. I did it to my friend earlier. I had said something, but I said, well, look, I got bit, and then I found myself doing it. She was dying. She was dying because it was random, and I was like, hey. You know, but I knew she knew what I was talking about. Just like everybody now put some respect on my name, you know. So I love these moments when we can come together and it's fun and it's, you know, we can get away from drama. So speaking of drama, the protest is still continued. the protest is still continued, and I shared with you the email that I got to go down there and have a moment with Trump Towers through the corporate world in this corporate scene it just didn't feel right. And I, with integrity in my mind, I was thinking, are they nice? Do they really, really, really think I would like to come down there at the time like this? But I'm just gonna respond and be nice, and you know, so that's what I did. But that was one of the moments that I actually did want to take to social media and say and kind of go in on it. But I didn't, because I don't, and so I'm glad I didn't. But people are still protesting.
I'm glad you didn't either, man. You got
to
stand for something. You know, we you know, listen, it's, I don't think,
I'm gonna
last
tell
time
you,
we were on, he wasn't president.
No, he wasn't. And now we're on and he is. Well, he's pre-elect. We still have until January to kind of hang in there. I need to play My President is Black on the way out. Let me get that ready.
Yes, yeah, we need to savor these moments because I don't know if you watched.
We might have to play this every week.
Did you watch the BET special last night?
I can't remember what was I doing last night?
The BET special, Obama at the White House. It was a White House special. It was basically BET. Had a through a full-fledged party in the White House. Like, looking at that, showed me how far we had come at that point.
Yes.
And then it's just like people just let it reverse back to the old rich white man take over the country shit. It was weird. It was weird watching that because I was like, holy shit, they doing the swag in the surf in the White House.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm talking about it wasn't one of them little club swag surfs. They were deep in the White House from Dave Chappelle to Bell Biv DeVoe.
Well,
everybody's in there partying. DJ D-Nice is the DJ. We talking about the White House. You know what I'm saying?
Was
like, they turned it out.
I did see the party at the White House. But was this recent, like this of this week, or they just
they aired it this week. But they aired it this week. It first aired on BET, but they filmed it, I believe, a week and a half, a little while ago. So basically, it was a party that it was just, you know, a bunch of black people there, a bunch of celebrities, and it was like a real fucking party in the White House for brothers and sisters. So to see that, and then you just know that that's the end of an era. Because, you know, Barack and Michelle are out. They're leaving. I don't know if that'll ever happen again. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we'll get to that point where we've taken over the White House and made a BET special about it.
Exactly. Or put a basketball court in there. I mean, is it going to remain a court? It's amazing. I'm glad I got to be a part of the journey, and I'm glad we had a long stretch. We did have a long 8 years. And someone said something, I think it was Slim Thug who said, and I had said the same thing. He said, you know, they were mad, and I'm like, yeah, but they didn't have a reason like we do. He was like, they were mad when, you know, we had our time to shine. It's their time to shine. I said, yeah, basically they're trying to, you know, they want to shine, they want to do all this, but it's just at the expense of us is kind of whack. So we'll continue to you know, support and put these things out there, put these petitions out there, continue to educate each other, and continue to do whatever we can in our own right to help implement or to hold these people accountable into certain things that they're supposed to be putting in place. So we'll just have to see how it all unfolds. Not within our control, unfortunately, but it was very upsetting, very disheartening, and very disappointing. And to see people crying and just really protesting for days and weeks
we always talk about how the internet is a gift and a curse, how social media is a gift and a curse. This is the epitome, the pinnacle of where we are right now when it comes to this stage of the game. So I wrote on Facebook, I've been going in on Facebook during that presidential election.
No,
I was going all the way in. But I wrote a post and I said, popularity now equals qualification, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're popular, you're qualified. Like, the Kardashians are like our royal family. Like, that literally, like, the Kardashian family is like America's royal family. I don't know if you ever seen when they go overseas the reaction that they get. Like, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. But now we've actually elected a racist, sexist real estate mogul / reality television star to lead the free world. I'm not talking about we made his show the top television show of the season. I'm talking about he's the president of the United States, which makes you the leader of the free world. Now, I don't know if the dude's racist. I don't know if he's sexist. He ran on that. So I'm putting that on him. He's done racist things throughout his career. So I'm putting that on him. Until he shows me different, that's just his tag, period.
Yeah.
And he didn't have no problems with running with that tag throughout his whole campaign. So that's on him. But to think that American people now have said, fuck your qualifications. If we like you enough and you talking what we want to hear, we'll elect you to the presidency. It's ridiculous, like, where we are when it comes to internet and social media. So when people really sit back and think about how there's a $300 million empire built by the Kardashians because someone saw this girl sucking a dick and getting boned by an R&B singer, that spawned into an empire. You know what I'm saying? So you really can't tell nobody that social media and the internet doesn't run. Now, I'm not going to say the world, but the United States, it runs the United States. Period.
Yeah, definitely has an amazing and setting impact, and a disturbing one as well. Overseas, the people, they were getting interviewed about the election as if they were here, and they were like, I'm so sorry for American. I'm so sorry for the U.S. They were crying and saying, this is not good. So even they can recognize and see, and they don't even have to live here. Anyone with two eyes and who has been a citizen of the United States knows that the Obama presidency and what Michelle did and the class that she brought to the White House, the example they set, I don't remember any scandals, just a very, very, very classy leadership and what it should have been. So it's going to be a sad time come January. I don't know if I want to watch it.
I'm not watching it. I've already told myself. The inauguration, I'm not even
watching. I don't want to see... Yeah, I don't want to see the lies and the promises. And I'm not, I know people give it a chance. No, I'm over it already. He's been doing this his whole life. He's very, very much older than us, so he's set in his ways, and he's not going to change. And he's endorsed by the KKK. I mean, his parents were involved. So it's just kind of like, I can't support him.
They'll be marching in North Carolina shortly.
I've been seeing them asking that quite a bit. Out here at the Trump Towers, they are still protesting again, like I said. And they're pretty upset out here. But Nevada was a blue state, so everyone is just kind of like confused about what happened. A lot of my son's teachers were upset. They're different teachers. So I guess they're having these discussions in class, which I'm glad they did. The kids are confused. They think we're idiots.
Oh, the kids are in on it, too. Depending on what side of the game you're on, what side of the fence you're on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a video right now of that's going viral. It's been on the news of, I believe these kids were 7, 8 years old. They were chanting, build that wall. And making a lot of Hispanic kids, you know, cry. And, you know, I saw the video and I was like, I posted it. I said, wow, this is where we're headed. Look at your kids. These kids are 7, 8 years old. Build a wall. Build a wall. And I'm just like, wow.
Right.
You know, when you get to that point, and there's a bunch of stuff going on around the country, people punching each other in the face, beatings, killing some Arab kid got killed just a few days ago. Like, it's a bunch of stuff that's going on right now. And it's really only going to get worse when the policies start. That's what I tell people. You're looking at something now that you don't see coming into fruition. But when the laws start changing and the policies start being implemented, when they start running down on the Hispanics, the undocumented workers, and you start seeing this. Because this is what I don't think people understand. The real reason why things are changing around us is because everything is to be shown. There's nothing secret anymore. You can't say nothing to somebody and think it's going to be secret. You can't do anything and think it's not on video. So when you see people getting arrested and taken away because they were just trying to come here and work, it's going to spark a whole nother feeling in people, like, oh, shit. And he's already said, yeah, like, soon as I get in, we're going after a bunch of them.
I saw that. And they're going to hold him to it and hold him accountable to it as well. They're going to make him do that, just like leave one our fair chances and fair processes. And, you know, they have everything. They got all of it from the Supreme Court on up. They are there, all red, all Republican, already in support of that Trump movement. So here we are. Welcome to United States of America. Speaking of welcoming, what was the whole ordeal with the Empire situation? If I can ask, let me go back in here and see.
Empire, the show. There was an ordeal about it.
There was something that I was going to bring up. Didn't they take a break? Are they back from their break?
Yeah, they're back from their break. They took a break because of the World Series. Baseball was on, so they took their break. But they came back last week. From their break.
Okay, they came back last week from their break. Okay. Well, I thought there was something to do with them, the network, and the Trump situation, but maybe now I'll have to come back. I can't speak on it because I don't have all the sources. But I will say that Milwaukee Bucks, Dallas Mavericks, and Memphis Grizzlies are no longer going to stay at the Trump Hotel. And we do intend and anticipate to see a decline with Trump Hotel Corporation and just other businesses. I think Ivana, his wife, has some type of jewelry or something she's doing with HSN. So that's being, you know, there's some things people are, you know, they're pulling out because they're just not that pressed for, you know, hanging in there. They can't agree and rock with Trump. So they're not doing that. And I'm happy for that. So I'm glad people are standing up for themselves and not worried about, you know, being blacklisted and things of that nature. Did you hear about what happened with Prince?
What'd you say now? I couldn't hear you. That
did
last
you,
part.
Did you hear what happened with Prince's record label?
Yeah, with Tidal.
They're suing
you
Rock
mean,
Nation
what they
for
were
the
going
copyright.
Through with,
yes.
What they were going through with Jay-Z and denying.
Yeah.
I mean, and to be honest with you, I don't know how to feel about that because I believe Prince wanted that. And then, you know, other people take control and, you know, may feel other ways. But Prince and Jay-Z were working towards something. So I don't know. I hate when that type of stuff happens. I mean, shit. If somebody dies, their own family don't get along, let alone get along with somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hate that they dragging that laundry out for blog talk and for it to be news, like Jay-Z's trying to do something, you know.
That's
you know,
underhanded
and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the fucking headlines are, you know, leaning toward that. And that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? But again, man, you know, you got messy people. You know, you got people that, you know, want the clickbait. That's money for them. I keep telling people right now, you don't know when you monetize social media, you're trying to get them just to click on it. That's money in your pocket. So these people are going to, they're going to line up things that's not even to be true. Like, even basketball, like Phil Jackson just said something crazy about LeBron James, totally misrepresented the story. Literally, it wasn't even what he said. And everybody put the headline out like, you know, oh, man, it's crazy what Phil said. And it is crazy what Phil said, but Phil was completely like had the story wrong. But just know that that fucking headline got clicked on I don't know how many millions of times. You know what I mean? So I think people need to know now, when you first see something in a meme or a news report that flashes across Facebook, don't take that for face value. Do your research on whatever that's about, because 9 times out of 10, it's just some bullshit just to get you to click. Know the sites that are reputable and that aren't just putting the bullshit out there for you to click, because now it's not about the news being reputable. It's not about the news being truthful. It's about what can get you to click that mouse, because as soon as you click that mouse, they made money, period.
Pretty much. And so you sent me some photos, and we're kind of seeing the roles being reversed, and we talked about it. With the bun, we've talked about this over and over and over for years. I feel like just with the bundles,
it's getting bad though.
The black, you now it's to a different level.
It's getting really bad.
I sent the photo you sent me. I sent the photo you sent me over to somebody, and I want to invite everybody. What we're talking about, what we're discussing, is the colorism in Black America, if you will, or just in period and culture. In our culture today, you have the white women who tan more, who get their lips done, who are getting their body configured, as you would say, quote unquote, what most women, Black women, would, you know, have raised. And, you know, we're developed in a different type of way. So I think that that model that we're putting up front for, oh, you got to have a big butt, you got to have this, you got to have that. And we're seeing different ethnicities going to do that. And then we're seeing our ethnicity do the opposite and do what they do and have, which is the hair, you know, down to your calves, you know what I'm saying? Literally. And then the nose jobs, the repeated nose jobs, and the changing your eye color and, you know, the exaggerated makeup and the true, true blonde and the lightening of the skin. So I think Black men now, they're like, wait a minute, don't even recognize this chick. So a lot of them were had something to say about that photo. So
it's getting pretty bad to the point where, you know, and people are starting to say things that I never thought that I would hear them say. Like Lil' Kim apparently said something the other day. And I'm going to research this a little bit more, but apparently she's on video saying it, that she identifies more as a Spanish woman than a Black woman. And I'm like, how the fuck do you identify more as a Spanish woman than a black woman, and you're from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. You grew
right.
up around nothing but brothers and sisters. Like, when did that happen? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when
right.
when did you start identifying as Hispanic? And
was she raised Hispanic?
I don't know. That's why I said I'd have to research it a little bit more
for
going too
was.
Deep. But, I mean, I never seen Kim around no Spanish people. I mean, shit,
only
Junior that, Mafia.
Yeah,
I don't think there was a Spanish
anything.
Nigga in Junior Mafia. I don't think,
nah,
you know, Big
believe.
And them was around too many Hispanics. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, where
right.
did that come from? You
and
know,
why,
she was a beautiful brown-skinned girl, short hair, you know what I mean? Banging nice little body. I don't know. Something's happening, period.
Yeah.
And I have to take it back to what I said weeks ago. For some reason, I think the Kardashian look is so
mm-hmm.
prominent in
mm-hmm.
our society today that subconsciously girls that can
right.
remotely try to look like Kim are trying to look like Kim, even when Kim, to me, is fucking herself up. Because I look
yeah.
at pictures of Kim before and now, and I'm like, oh, she was way prettier back then. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
now, like the Kylie Jenner lips, like that whole family is
yeah.
literally changing people's look. I don't see
yeah.
anybody trying to look like anybody black. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I don't see it. I don't see
yeah.
somebody and be like, oh, they trying to look like Halle Berry right now. I don't see that shit. You know what I mean? I
well,
just see a lot
Jenner,
of...
You know, they get on Iggy Azalea and Kylie Jenner a lot about, you know, picking up what they consider black or ethnic, which would be the braids, dreadlocks, you know, things that
right.
come to be, you know, big lips. So they get on them about that. But you're right. Aside from black
it's,
women,
it's
black.
But it's to the point
yeah.
of what are you showing people? Who has
yeah.
a show about that? Them. Like, I
yeah.
see Chloe's coming out with a show called Revenge Body. So it's all about
mm-hmm.
how she used to look and how she looks now.
Yeah.
How many ethnic women, actresses, or somebody that you could have probably went to and has that same story? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but that's not where the money's at. So that's kind of what, like, it is that factor that you can't fight. You can't fight
yeah.
being a beautiful black woman but not having that platform. You know what I'm saying? You can't fight
yeah.
that. They got that platform. More power to them. I think they're doing exactly what they need to do if you ever get that type of platform. But again, are they going to be the, what do you call it?
Example.
The look that everybody, exactly, the example, the look that everybody wants, the lifestyle
yeah.
that everybody wants. You know, are you, why do you want to hang around them? Why do you want to
yeah.
be a part of their family? Like, what about it other than the money and the look?
Yeah.
Is something that makes it sociable and makes it relevant. If it's not the money, what is it? Like, how crazy the shit is? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get it. I'm not knocking
yeah.
them. I just don't get the I call it the
where
fucking where it's coming from and the veracity of how many people are paying attention. That to
yeah.
me is what gets kind of crazy. It's like I even watched a couple episodes to try to get it. You know what I mean? Just
mm-hmm.
like, what are these girls doing so interesting that it's like, oh, I gotta fucking watch this show, or I gotta fucking get that dress Kim got on, I gotta, like, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know some
exactly.
black girls tried to do that shit, and their show didn't go nowhere.
Exactly. Try to show type of a baby. Well, even Baldwin Hills. I mean, if you take it throw back then, that never lasted. It showcased it. It just fade. Supposedly
that shit,
you know,
just faded away.
Black people
that
exactly
just faded
showing
away.
Black people. Outside of Compton, a higher, exactly, an elite kind of neighborhoods or the parents were, you know, wasn't ratchet. Nobody was feeding kids. Those black kids with money.
Even to the point where they live. Like, you hear people talking about Calabasas now. Like, I already know Calabasas was there. If you know about California, you know that's a rich area. But you didn't hear a bunch of urban people talking about Calabasas. You didn't hear a bunch of niggas, brothers and sisters, like, I'm trying to get that house in Calabasas. I'm like, yeah, now Drake got a song about it, you know, 6 a.m. in Calabasas. It's just like, it really became the thing to say out of your mouth when you watch that show and realize that's where these girls are living at. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird to me. Maybe I'm, you know, looking into it too deep, but I'm like, holy shit, like, they making a lot of money. If you're pretty and you got the look, can you really say that you know anybody that is of another ethnicity, brown skin, light skin, that they made that type of money off of being beautiful and having money?
Can't think that I have.
We know a lot of shit. We ain't no dummies. You know what I'm saying? We study shit. I'm sure we should would have been able to think of somebody that had some type of show or platform that built it to this type of empire, and they had the same type of talent that Kim had. Or Courtney,
right.
Or Chloe, you know what I'm saying? And I can't think of one.
I can't either. And I think we tried to a few times on different occasions think of situations where we might be able to kind of understand the empire, but never hated on it at all.
Never. I would never hate on nobody doing anything. The point of this
never
conversation
did.
Is... people
Why
that don't
look like
them are trying to look like them.
Yeah.
That's the point of the conversation. It's not
be
the hate on them.
Yourself.
It's just like, damn, they're really taking over in another form and fashion. It's not just about, hey, look at us. We're doing dope things over here. It's like people are looking and now they want to look like them.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be real. You send me that picture. I was really shocked that that was Nene, because
was
all
crazy.
About repping, you know, her what she was and not making mistakes and, you know, or not being mistaken for anyone. You know, she's just very strong personality. So I was like, wow, Nene, you've always done the blonde hair, but I've never seen you in this light. It was a little, you know, shocking to see her like that. And then they, you know, this is me. No, you're a celebrity. People have something to say, and they're going to say it. So, yes, you're a celebrity. You want to put yourself out there. You want to put, you know. So, yes, we're going to say something. But, yes, it's getting crazy. They all look alike. You all look alike. You know, it's just crazy. But anyway, nonetheless, and then Trump is president. So, there you go. I mean, it's just, or he's president-elect. So this is where we are. And yes, we progress. Social media has played a major, major, major deal in all of it. And we'll just have to see where we can go from here. I'm not quite sure. Have I given up? Partially. But I'm just going to do the best I can here. So... in the meantime, we still do have challenges to look forward to. We do have Thanksgiving. Yeah, we have Thanksgiving. Did you see? We played the Kevin Hart record. Did you see Kevin Hart's video with Trey Songz?
Yes, as Chocolate Dropper.
Chocolate Dropper. I died
Kevin Hart's crazy.
When I saw it.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
He's amazing as well. He's got, I think it's 44.5 million followers, something really ridiculous, really crazy number on Instagram.
And he's the highest paid comedian now. I think he passed Seinfeld now.
The highest paid, 44.5 million followers. 44.5 million people on his Instagram. That's just on his Instagram. watching, that he can promote to, that he can, man, I'm proud of Kevin Hart. He's been consistent since he's come out on the scene.
Super proud of him. Gotta show him love. When you pass Seinfeld, young black man, when you pass Seinfeld as the highest paid, you doing something, I mean, you working your ass off. And I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. I love everything that Kevin Hart does.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's specials, his comedy specials, ain't the best to me, man. I always say, like, his comedy specials,
that.
I'm like, oh, okay, that was cool. But compared to, like, the old Martin and Chris Rocks and, you know, it's Cat Williams, you know what I mean? Like, there's some comedy specials that you could continue to turn on years and years. Now, which was the one that he had one that was really funny.
The one with the bum bump?
And I think what he was talking about his father, coming in and embarrassing him and shit like that. That one was like his funniest one to me. The one after that and this new one, I was like, but everything else he does, I love it, period.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I always think that I'm waiting to see, like, a knockout stand-up show from Kevin Hart, and I think it's coming. You know, like seeing Chappelle this weekend for him making his return on Saturday Night Live. Like,
oh, my God.
That man is effortlessly funny. You know what I'm saying? It don't even gotta be over the top. That man is just like, his shit makes sense, and he is just altogether funny. I was so happy to see that he made his return on Saturday Night Live. But shout out Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, all the dudes that, you know, be keeping us laughing over the years, man, because they making some big money out here just by spreading joy. So you gotta give it up to the dudes, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, and I love it. I need this at a time like this. I need it. The world needs it. We need it. And keep everybody laughing. Keep the challenges. Go ahead, let them dance. Do all of that. And then find a way to channel all that positive energy into some positive action. So we can make something shake and put pressure where it matters most. But other than that, I know that I'll be going to get the beans, the greens, potatoes, tomato. Like, I'll be going to do all of that in the grocery store coming up this weekend because I have to cook for Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, I got to do all the cooking. But I am going to get it done, and I'm excited. My sons are excited. They're ramping up Thanksgiving. Are you excited about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about Thanksgiving, man. I'm going to dip out to Atlanta, have a good time out there. You know, it's just like 2016 just need to bounce. It's a bunch of crazy ass shit that went on in 2016. All the shootings, all the, just 2016 has just been one of them years that every month you're like, oh, that person died. Oh, no, that person died.
Yeah.
What just happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit was just so much of that shit went down that it's now November.
Yeah.
And it don't even look like to 2016. It just came and went with a bunch of badass news. There was a meme on Instagram that had me dying laughing with this lady. She looked crazy. And they was like, if 2016 was a person, it would be that crazy looking ass lady, because it was just one of those crazy ass years.
Exactly. It was draining. And I'm thankful to get through it. But now I'm hanging in there. But it was a drain. I've been asking for 2017 since like last month. So I've been ready for a while now. So you hit it right on the button. Like, let's go ahead and lean the new year in. Hurry up, get to the Christmas. Okay, boom, shake it, move it out the way. Let's go New Year's Eve. Well, that's my favorite holiday anyway. Well, you guys, chill tonight. We have a lot of guests lined up, we do, but with the midst of the election and holidays, the timing is just, it's just was just not the right time.
Yeah, it's been hectic.
To bring
it's
on.
Been real hectic.
It's,
people are traveling, trying to get their last minute holiday money through shows, and people all over the place trying to get that holiday money right now. And I can't knock their hustle, you know what I'm saying? But like she said, we got a lot of dope stuff coming up. And, man, you know, let's just encourage people to start paying more attention and using their minds. I know, you know, one thing I learned from this election is that, you know, the power is with the people. You know, white people showed you guys this election. They came out in droves, and they came out even against their own interests. It was just a bigger picture. They're scared of the way this nation is moving. It's moving toward color. The Hispanic vote is so powerful. The African-American vote is so powerful. And everybody loves each other. You know, we love our Caucasian friends, our Hispanic friends, our Black friends. But you got to understand something. Everybody don't want to see what we just saw for 8 years.
Exactly.
A brother leading this country and leading it gracefully, leading it powerfully, doing different things to change the course of our country's history, like universal health care for everybody, starting down that road. And I was just so pissed off that we didn't get somebody in that was going to continue his legacy, because to me, they want to tarnish his legacy. They want to act like this man was the dumbest president that we had, when they know he was one of the smartest. And when we didn't win, and I say we because I think we all should have been voting for Hillary, against racism, against sexism, and especially against somebody that wants to diminish the first African-American president's legacy, we failed, in my view. As minorities, Hispanic, Black, I think we failed. You know what I'm saying? And that's just going to be my view on it. Because once they start tearing Obama down and trying to erase his accomplishment from the history books, this has already been done to us, folks. You know, you got to learn about your great leaders from old Public Enemy albums and new pro-Black websites and shit. They don't teach you that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know about these people. So think about why you don't know about these people, because they've been erased, because they don't want you to know the great things that they invented, the great things they did. And this is the exact same thing they're going to try to do to our president. We don't only have a Republican president. We have a Republican House and Senate, and now we have those people about to pick the Supreme Court justices. So we fucked up, y'all. We fucked up.
And yes, y'all,
you ain't go vote,
I'm
fucked up.
Exactly.
If you went and voted for the third parties, you fucked up. And that's just my opinion on it. And I'm always holding that opinion, because now they're going to try to erase that man from the history books, just like they did a bunch of other influential, super smart African-Americans that have lived on this earth. Trust and believe.
I was so upset with everyone and just seeing people and their uneducated stances and their reasons. It was very disappointing and very disheartening, and it was the people of color, and it was embarrassing. And I haven't been the same since. And I don't like Facebook anyway, but that was just more of a reason for me to say I can't today. And I didn't for a while, I think about a week. Because I just couldn't take to see the logic that everyone had and the little memes that they put up there to justify. And I was like, you guys are so stupid. You don't even know what's coming up. And these are our kids that are getting affected. And my sons are like, this can't be for real. Is this a joke? I'm like, no, I'm sorry, it is. And that's sad when your kids are asking you if the president being elected is a joke. And I said, no, this is real. I'm sorry. Welcome, you know, but
that's crazy.
Well, it was sad. I had to have it, and just to be real, I actually had to have a conversation with them the morning of, and it was, they were very confused. They were very confused. They had questions. It was just like, but I don't understand how. Why would he doesn't have experience? He doesn't. I mean, they listed the whole shebang, and I said, I know. and I had to give a whole speech about it, and we've been watching documentaries every weekend, and I've been explaining to them more and more things as it relates to why
that's good.
We have
the
outcome
that we
have.
Shout out to you for doing that, because they definitely need it, man. But
yeah,
these kids are smart, man.
Kudos, but yeah,
they don't get past them. They know what's going on out here.
Exactly. They're looking at us like we're idiots, and I understand. They're like, you guys are dumb, because we're supposed to be the adults. So I have faith in them that by the time they get to, they'll be probably, 15, 16, whatever. I don't even think about that, but they'll be around that age, and they'll be getting into the point where they can go and vote, and know the importance of it. And I think all the kids are getting impacted, and they're talking about it at school, and they think that we're dumb as a country, and they're right. So, kudos to the next generation. They're going to do much better than we could. And if the millennials will get out there and vote, then maybe we can turn things around the next time. So, but until then, we're going to have Thanksgiving break. We're not going to broadcast next week. We'll be back the following Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. And we are going to write out to this My President is Black Fucker, because that is jamming. I love DC, and it's very true. We need it. We need to play it weekly. We need to play it every day. My President is Black. We're going to play a record on the way out, but at Onyx 254 is where you can catch me on any social media. Also, Soul Train Awards comes on Sunday, November 27th, I think
yes.
The date is. So make sure you watch. That is going to be hosted by Erica.
More Black Excellence. More Black
more
Excellence.
Black
so make
excellence.
Sure you tune into that. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
Definitely, you know, watch it. You know,
Teddy
support
Riley.
It.
Yeah, please do. They're going to honor Teddy Riley, and Brandy's going to get honored as well. And you guys are really, really, really going to enjoy the show. So they did a few different things this year, and I'm glad. So it's going to be exciting. November
nice.
27th, and we'll drop some clips along the way from our presence that we were able to have on the red carpet. People are knowing our name, and that's what counts. So, I'm done. At Onyx254 at Global 14, the cut is where you can find us.
Yeah, the Golden Fleece, THA, Golden Fleece on all social networks, Global 14. Growing, expanding, man. And y'all stay safe out there, man. Keep your head on the swivel. There's a lot of hate that you're going to hear, especially in the next few months before this year turns around in 2017. We just could hope it's a better year and that hate doesn't permeate over to that side. But, man,
mm-hmm.
a lot of shit that's about to start happening. Hopefully, you know, this man Trump pulls a whole 180. And forget some of that racist, sexist shit he was talking about during the campaign. We could all hope. So, and if you can't hope and he starts implementing that shit, just get ready. Shit will get real.
Right. I'm already just prepared for the get ready piece. I'm
motherfuckers better start taking karate classes. Get your money up. Boxing classes.
I said, let me get this money.
Go find
that's
your black
exactly
gun
said,
range. Hit
money
that
up.
Gun range.
Right.
No, it's that real. It's that
it's
real.
Serious. And I just said, let me get this money up because I got a lot I need to do and take care of. And I can't be sitting around waiting on situations. So I'm going to get to this money real quick, stack a few things, get some stuff in order. So, yes, I'm staying far, far away from Trump hotels. And I hope you guys are as well. We do not support.
Nope.
Stay
not
right
at
there.
All. Even if they let us get in for free, we turning that shit down.
Right. Turn it down. We don't want no free night stay, no free nothing. But shout out to you guys, Ricardo and Faith. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, I think it's dope that we get to have this time, this break, and get to have some reflection. And we're glad to have you guys aboard for the team, the squad. We appreciate you. And everything is, let's go. Let's just have 2017 already.
Let's do it, man. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see y'all on the other end of that. And we out, man. Another Wednesday in the books.
Yeah, be the realest shit I never wrote. ain't write this shit by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
The realest shit you ever quote.
Yeah.
My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my real thing.
My real
thing. If mama ain't at home.
Y'all touching me right, nigga.